Let's come to Unit 2. No smoking, please. 通过对 No smoking, please 译文的学习，认识到吸烟有害健康。复习名词性从句做宾语和表语的用法。Okay, now let's come to Lesson 5, Dialogue. Well, after you listen to the dialogue, could you please tell me the two things Wang Bing wants to do? Right, one is smoke in the office, the other is use the phone. Now, can Wang Bing smoke in the office? No, it's not allowed. Well, can he use the phone? Yes, of course. Now, how does Wang Bing ask for permission? Let's see.Do you mind if I smoke? Would you mind if I smoked in the office next door? I wonder if I could use your phone. Okay. Now, Wang Bing can also use may I or can I or could I to ask for permission. Okay.Well, these are the ways of asking permissions to do things. 那么这些呢，就是我们在表示请求允许时的一些个表达方法。Okay? Now, how does Hank give permission or refuse to give permission? I'm sorry, but it's not allowed. I'm afraid all these offices are non-smoking offices. Sure, go ahead. Okay?Well, non-smoking offices here means offices in which smoking is not allowed. Okay, 非吸烟这个办公室。Well, go ahead means please do. 在对话当中，我们出现了这两个句型 ：Do you mind 或 Would you mind if I do？ 还有一个是啊、Do you mind if I did？ 对 ，Well, this sentence sounds more polite than this one.注意这里头这个过去时不并不表过去，它只表示说话人呢这个比较有礼貌或者是委婉，比较委婉。OK， 那么它这两个句子常常都用来表示请求允许。比如说我们说我打开门好吗？我们可以这样来表达 ：Do you mind if I open the window？ Open the door， 或者还可以说 Do you mind if I opened the door？OK，、okay? 用过去时，用一般过去时都可以。OK， 那 next one。Would you mind if I ask you some questions? Okay. 那么对于这些问句的回答呢，要特别注意。假设在答语里表示愿意，也就是说不反对的时候，我们应该这么表达。Okay. Certainly not. 或者是 Of course not. No, go ahead. 或者是 Not at all. 或者是 I won't 和 don't. 那么在答语里如果表示不愿意，也就是反对的时候，习惯上我们不说 yes。而往往要说 I'm sorry 等等 OK 那么这个比如说课文中的对话 Do you mind if I smoked? I'm sorry but it's not allowed OK 那么如果你想表达就是说、可以抽烟的话我们还可以这样说 Certainly not I don't mind it at all OK 当然不介意了这个一点都不介意 I don't mind it at all OK Now look at this one. Do you mind 或者是 would you mind 后面还可以加动词的 ing 形式。那动词 ing 形式前头呢我们还可以加上这个物主代词的形式 OK 或者是人称代词宾格都可以用来表示请求允许或者是请求别人做某事 OK 比如说 Do you mind my turning up the radio? 我把收音机关了你介意吗 OK 注意这里的动词一定要 doing 的形式The next one, would you mind giving me a piece of paper? 给我一张纸好吗？那么这类问句的答语呢，仍然应该遵循上述规则。Now let's look at the sentence. I wonder if I can do that, or I wonder if I could do that. Okay, 这也是请求允许的交际用语，表示请求对方允许自己干某事。那么 could 在这里头呢，比 can 要这个在语气上更加委婉一些。对于这个请求，如果做肯定回答，就用Sure, go ahead, or yes, please do, 或者是 of course, 或者是 sure. 那如果做否定回答，我们往往要说 I'm sorry, but I'm afraid not, you're the better not, no, please don't, okay? Now look at listeners. I need to fetch a tape from a friend, okay? I'll be back in half an hour. 那注意本句中的 in 做以后讲 ,ok, 它不能在这里呢它不能用 after 所替换。after 和 in 呢都可以表示以后，它的区别是after 以过去为起点表示过去一般时间以后，它常用于过去时态的句子，比如说 ,we started working after the rain, 注意这里它是过去时，所以就是雨下过之后呢我们就开始工作了。Next one, they left for America after the meeting. After the meeting. 那么 in 呢往往是以现在为起点表示将来一段时间以后，它常常用于将来时态的句子，比如说 We will start working in 2 hours. 两个小时以后我们就开始工作。OK? 注意这里是 will start. OK? 所以这后的是 in 2 hours. Now next one.The film will be shown in 3 days. OK, 3天之后要放映这个电影。那么在某个特定的时间以后 ,after 也可以用来将来时态的句子。比如说 ,we will start working after 8 a.m. OK, 具体的固定时间之后我们可以表示某一点的时候我们往往也可以用 after。The film will be shown after 7 o'clock.Okay, so much for this lesson. Now let's come to lesson 6 and lesson 7. Now let's talk about the picture. What's this? Look at this. What's this? Right. It's a no smoking sign, right? Now what does this mean? It means people are not allowed to smoke here, right? 比如说在这里人们一看到这个标牌的时候，那么就知道这里头禁止吸烟。What can you see in the picture? We can see mother,her child and a cigarette, right? Now, what does the picture mean? What do you think the picture means? It means that smoking is bad for the health of your family, right? 也就是吸烟对于这个家人的健康啊，这有害。所以我们看看这个，为了家人的健康，英语可以说 for the health of your family, okay? Well, this slogan indicates you must stop smoking, okay? Now,Why must people stop smoking? So let's read the passages in lesson 6 and lesson 7. 在课文中表示因什么什么而死亡的意思呢？有以下几个句子。The first one. Every year, millions of smokers die because of illnesses which are caused by smoking tobacco. 就是每年呢，数以百万计的人因为吸烟引起的疾病而死亡。Okay? Well, next one.This is because each year millions of smokers die from the habit. Okay, 这是因为呢，每年有数以百万计的烟民呢，因吸烟而死去。Okay, the next one. The chances that one smoker in 4 will die from smoking. 那么也就是说，每四个烟民中就有一个人可能因吸烟而死去。The next one, the problem is that 300 people are dying each day from illnesses caused by smoking. 那问题在于呢，每天都有300人呢死于因吸烟而引起的这个疾病。OK? 那么这里头呢，我们看看有个短语叫 die of。Die of 常常指由于疾病、情感、饥渴、年老、悲伤、事故等原因造成的死亡。比如说 ,the old woman died of hunger, 或者我们还可以说 ,the old woman died of cold, 死于寒冷 ,disease, 疾病 ,old age, grief 表示悲伤 ,ok, an accident, 死于事故 ,ok。我们还有一个短语叫 die from, die from 往往指除了疾病或情感以外的原因造成的死亡，可以指因外部创伤或间接的原因而死。比如说 ,the soldier died from a wound, OK? 那位士兵因受伤而死。那么实际上呢，在使用的时候呢 ,die of 和 die from 有时候呢并没有明显的区别，所以同学们不必呢在这里过多的注重他们的区别。比如说像这句话，他死于肺癌。我们实际上既可以说 he died of lung cancer, 我们又可以说 he died from lung cancer, 实际上都算对。Let's come to the second sentence. The Chinese government receives a lot of money from sales of tobacco. In 1989, it received about 24 billion yuan. But in the same year, cigarette smoking cost the government even more money, about 28 billion yuan. Okay? 中国政府呢从烟草销售中收入大量的钱。Okay? From sales of tobacco. Sale 是 sell 的名词型。Okay? 在1989年约为240亿元。但是在同一年里因吸烟而使政府付出了更多的钱。Okay? Cost the government even more money. 大约呢为280亿元。The next one. First, money is spent looking after people with illnesses which have been caused by smoking. Okay? 首先呢就是政府呢要花钱照顾因吸烟而患病的人。Okay? 那么 which have been caused by smoking, 这是个定语从句用来修饰前面的先行词 illnesses. Okay? 这里有个短语叫 spend time 或者是 money doing something, 花多少钱或时间做某事。Okay?For example, the government spent lots of money looking after sick people each year. Okay? 每年呢政府要花好多钱照顾那些个病人们。The next one, Linda spent the whole morning reading her books. Linda 呢整个一上午都在看书。那么需要注意这是 spend 后面加钱然后加 doing something. 这是 spend 后面加时间然后再加 doing something. 那么我们来看看spend 什么什么后呢如果跟 on 的话 on 后面需要注意加名词不是动词 OK 比如说 I spend a lot of money on clothes OK 我在穿衣上花了好多好多钱那么这里头就是说 on 后面加的是名词 OK 我们来看看其他表示花费的一些个短语比如说 it takes somebody 后面加时间再加 to do something 也表示的是这花多少时间做某事这 take 主要指花费时间而言比如说 It took her 10 years to write a book It takes me about an hour to come from 天津 to 北京This work cost me a lot of time. 那么这里头我们又发现了一个还有一个这个动词 cost 的用法 OK 那么 cost 指花费金钱时间劳力时 cost 与 take 一样只能用于事物的名词或代词做主语也就是说 cost 的主语往往都是 something OK 而不是人啊。这个不像 spend 那样 spend 的主语是人而 cost 和 take 的主语都是 something 比如说 the work cost me a lot of time OK now next one好我们来看一下 pay 的用法 OK pay 的主语必须得是人 OK 其宾语既可以是人也可以是钱比如说这里头我已经给出租司机付过钱了那么这里后面 pay 的加的是 somebody OK now next one She paid $100,000 for the house 花了这么多钱买的房就是这时候我们往往是 pay for OK pay the money for something 我们来看看这个如果想表达就是说这件毛衣花了我150块钱我们可以有这几种表达方法比如说 The sweater cost me 150 yuan I spent 150 yuan on the sweater spent on Now let's come to number 4 The bad clothes catch fire and the whole house may be burnt down那么铺盖着了火整个房子都可能这个被烧掉。那么我们看看有关 fire 的一些搭配。Catch fire 是着火起火它有动态的含义而 be on fire 也是着火起火但是它有静态的含义。Okay? Set 什么什么 on fire, 我们往往指的是说放火烧什么什么比如说 The factory caught fire last night.Look, the cinema is on fire. Let's go and help. He's the person who set the cinema on fire. 他就是那个放火烧电影院的人。Burn down 表示烧毁或者是烧掉。比如说 The angry people burned the house down. That building was burned down in a big fire. Now, number 5.China produces one-third of the world's cigarettes. 那么就是说中国的生产的香烟占全世界香烟的三分之一。那么我们注意一下英语中分数的表达方法。比如说二分之一我们可以说 a half, 还可以说 one half。 四分之一我们可以说 a quarter 或者是 one quarter。四分之三我们要说 three quarters, OK? 五分之三我们要说成 three fifths。那么请同学们注意，在这里就要注意，就是除了二分之一、四分之一，还有这个二分之一、四分之一，它分别有这两种形式表达以外呢，分数的构成通常是由分子用基数词，分母呢，分子用基数词，分母呢用序数词。但如果分子大于一，我们分母呢就得用序数词的复数形式，比如说五分之三，注意这 fifth 我们要用复数 fifths。The next one, 六分之一我们往往说 one sixth. Now next sentence. Every year tobacco companies must persuade new people to start smoking cigarettes. 每年烟草公司呢要设法使一些不吸烟的人开始吸烟。Persuade somebody to do something 是说服某人做某事。比如说 The father persuaded his son to take the job in the company. She was persuaded to try again. OK? 再有如果 persuade 这个需要注意的是 persuade 的基本含义是劝说某人，而某人又被说服了。如果说而不服或者是劝而不服，我们就不能用 persuade 了，我们这时候应该改用try to persuade 或 advise 等其他词，比如说这句话 I tried to persuade him to give up smoking but he wouldn't. 我一直在试图劝说说服他让他戒烟，但是他不听。这里从后半句看就是说他没有被说服戒烟，所以这儿我们就不能说 I persuaded him, 而要说 I tried to persuade. Okay, now next sentence. I advised him to give up smoking but he wouldn't.Okay, the next one. We persuaded her that she was wrong. Persuade 后面还可以跟接 somebody, 然后再接 that 从句，就是说我们说服了他，使他相信。Now next one, number seven. This is because each year millions of smokers die from the habit. Okay, die from the habit.Okay, here refer die as a result of their smoking habit. Okay.这是因为每年呢有数以百万计的烟民因吸烟而死去。Okay, number eight. The chances that one smoker in four will die from smoking. 也就是 this sentence means 25% of smokers will die from smoking. 也就是每四个烟民中就有一个可能因吸烟而死去。那么我们在这里来看一看 chance 的有关用法。Okay, chance 表示可能性。Okay.For example, there's a chance that she will go abroad. Chances are that some Americans will come to visit a school. Okay, 就是有可能的一些美国朋友来到我们学校参观。那么 chance 呢，作为表示机会讲的时候，它是一个可数名词。比如说 I'll go to Canada this August. This is a good chance for me to learn English.The next one, we will give the boy a second chance. 我们再给他一次机会。He's sure to succeed this time. 好，我们来看看有关 chance 的其他搭配。比如说 I met an old friend in Beijing by chance yesterday. By chance, 就是说碰巧怎么怎么样。Let's leave it to chance. 那么这句话的意思就是听其自然吧。那么这里 chance 表示偶然性或者是运气。The old man chanced to be in the park when I was there, 或者是 happened, 都可以。在这里表示就是说我碰巧，我在公园时碰巧老人也在那里。Okay, now next one. She's got about a 50-50 chance of passing the exam. 就是她及格不及格的可能性各占一半，这叫 a 50-50 chance. Now next one.It was a chance in a million that he broke his leg. This means he was very, very unlucky. Okay, 就是说他太倒霉了，摔断了腿。Okay, 那么这里还有一个这个搭配问题，就是说 one smoker in four, 每四个人当中有一个吸烟的人。这里我们还可以用 out of 来表示。那么这时候我们要说 one smoker out of every four. Okay.比如说 in his company, 9 people in 10, 或者是 out of every 10 can speak English. The English exam is too difficult. 7 students in 10 或者是 out of every 10 have failed. Okay, number 9. In Britain, sales of cigarettes have been reduced by 30% in the last 10 years. 就过去10年来呢，英国的香烟销售量下降了 30%。Reduce 表示减少、降低或者缩小。比如说我们可以说 reduce speed, 降低速度、减速。Reduce pressure,这个降低这个啊减少压力啊 reduce cost 降低成本。比如说 the fat lady wants to reduce her weight. The shop reduced the price to 1,000 yuan. Okay, 那 reduce 的反义词呢为 increase. Okay, 比如说 the wages of the teachers have been increased by 20%.OK, 那就老师的工资增加了 20%。 注意介词 by 在这里的用法，它表示数量增减的程度。比如说 Production costs have been reduced by 1/3, 生产成本呢降低了三分之一。 Now next one, number 10. In the 16 to 19 age group, 39% of women smoke compared to 28% of men. 好，我们来看，也就是说16到19岁这个年龄组里呢有 32% 的妇女吸烟，而吸烟的男子呢为 28%。 我们来看一下 compare with 这个短语，比如说 She compares French with Japanese and finds that French is easier to learn. Compare with 叫和什么什么比起来，那么指同类事物的具体比较。那么也就是说他呢把法语和日语做了一下比较，然后发现呢法语要比日语要更好学一些，更容易学一些。那 next one. Compare this dress with that one and you will see which is better. 那么还有一个短语叫 compare to, 它用来比作，是非同类事物的抽象比较。比如说 People often compare girls to flowers. 就人们通常啊这个把这个女孩呢比作成花。那么这里头 compare 什么什么 to 叫把什么什么比作是什么什么。 OK, now next one. Man's life is often compared to a candle. OK, 人生如蜡烛。那么这里头过去分词短语 compared to 啊，或者是 compared with 也可以，它往往表示与什么什么比起来，常常在句中做状语，它既可以位于句首也可以位于句尾。那么这是 to 或者是 with 呢，我们说可以通用。比如说Compared to many teachers, she is indeed very lucky. Okay, 和其他老师相比之下，相比之下呢，她确实是更幸运一些。Okay, the next one. London is large compared with Paris or compared to Paris. Okay. The next one, number 11.Therefore, if the tobacco companies want to remain business, they have to encourage more young people to start smoking. Okay.那么也就是说，如果烟草公司想要继续经营下去的话，它就必须得鼓励更多的年轻人吸烟。Okay? Remain 在这里头呢是联系动词，表示继续保持，仍于处于某种状态，后面可以跟形容词啊、名词、过去分词或介词短语等等做表语。比如说我们看例句， If you don't eat, you will just have to remain hungry. Okay? 那么你就得继续挨饿。Now next one.Mary became a news reporter, but her friend remained a worker. It was very late, but he remained absorbed in thought. Okay, 虽然天很晚了，但他还却在沉思。All her friends had come, but she remained in silence. Encourage somebody to do something, 是鼓励某人做某事。比如说 ,our teacher encourages us to speak English in class. What you said encouraged me to study hard. 你所说的话鼓励我呢更努力学习。Number 12. They think that this will help them kick their smoking habit. Okay? Kick
的原意呢是踢球，比如说 kick a football. 但在这里它表示戒除，那 keep their smoking means well give up smoking, 就是戒烟的意思。
The next one, in Britain, 70% of smokers say that they would like to stop smoking. And of these smokers, 83% have tried more than once to give it up.
也就是说，在英国呢，有 70% 的烟民说啊，他们愿意戒烟。而且在这些烟民中呢，又有 83% 的人不止一次的试过戒烟。OK?
这里有一个 would like to do something, 比如说 I would like to learn some French. 好，我们来看 give up。Give up 后面可以加名词、代词或如果碰动词的时候，动词要 ing 形式。比如说 ，Don't give up your plan for experiment. Your suggestion is good. Don't give it up. 注意这里头 give it up 这个 it， 如果这个宾语是代词的话，只能放在两个词的中间，而不能说 give up it。提醒同学们注意。The next one, you'd better give up drinking. There's something wrong with your stomach. Okay, number 14.The problem with tobacco is that it contains a drug called nicotine.
烟草的问题呢，在于它里面含有一种叫尼古丁的麻醉剂。注意这里面的 called nicotine 是过去分词短语，在其中做定语修饰名词 a drug.
The next one, nicotine is a drug that is very bad for one's health, but it gets one into the habit of smoking. 那么这里 get into the habit of
还有一个呢，就表示做养成什么什么习惯，
还有一个叫 get somebody into the habit of，
可以叫使某人养成什么习惯。比如说
，Who got you into the habit of drinking？ We have got into the habit of reading English every morning. The number 16, when smokers who are used to nicotine.Go without it for an hour or two, they begin to feel bad.
也就是说，那些对尼古丁上了瘾的烟民，一两小时缺少尼古丁呢，就会感到特别的难受。
这里有个短语叫 be used to， 后面可以加 doing， 还可以加名词。比如说 ，The boy is used to getting up early. The lady isn't used to living in the country.
那么这里头 be used to 后面加的是动词 live， 要把它变成 ing 形式。Go without 是一个短语， okay? Go without 表示在没有什么什么情况下勉强对付的过去，或者是不吃什么什么， okay?
比如说 We cannot go without food and water，
okay? 不吃不喝是不能生活的。
The next one, sometimes they had to go for days without washing their faces.
Okay, 有时候他们得走几天路而呢不洗脸。
The next one, if there's no bread, you will have to go without it. Now, let's come to, our grammar. Noun clauses as the object and the predictive.
就是说，名词性从句。那么名词性从句呢，我们在这里头呢有这个做宾语和表语的名词性从句，这个是本单元的语法重点。
OK， 比如说 ，They know that the habit may kill them， 就是 know 后面带的由 that 引导的一个宾语从句。The next one，The problem with tobacco is that it contains a drug called nicotine。这句话呢是一个表语从句，放在 be 动词后面。我们称之为表语，那么由于它是个句子，所以我们说它叫表语从句。OK，
关于宾语从句呢，我们在这里就不再多说了。表语从句呢，通常是跟在主句的联系动词 be 之后，引导表语从句的除了连词 that 以外，还有连接代词 what 和连接副词 when、where、why、how、because 等等。
我们来看一些例句，比如说 ，My suggestion is that we should go there by car. OK， 我的建议是说，我们应该这个开车到那里去。Is that 就由 that 引导的表语从句。The next one, his trouble is that he doesn't know how to improve his English. 他的毛病在于呢，他不知道怎么能够提高英语。Is that? The next one.This is what we want. 这是由 what 引导的表语从句。注意，这时候这里头要用陈述句式。Okay, now next one. 10 years hard work. That's why I now look so old. 这是由 why 引导的表语从句。 Next one, the question is whether we can catch the early bus. 这是由 whether 引导的一个表语从句。
Okay, so much for Unit 2. Goodbye.